Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing quality products that your animals deserve at a value that you can appreciate. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Friday, July 30th, and I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That again is chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and of course, get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear like hats, t-shirts, coffee mugs, mouse pads, and the ever-so-popular keychains. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I want to invite you to join us right now in the live chicken chat room. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button that you'll see at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening live right now, just scroll down a little bit. It'll say Chat Now. Sometimes the chat room automatically opens up by itself just below our homepage. So take a look there. If not, click on the Chat Now button. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on into the chat room, participate, have a great time, and meet others from around the world that also like to keep backyard poultry, show poultry, and live a self-sustaining lifestyle. I'd like to also remind you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life. McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's EggCartons.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years.
Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops. Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is, of course, Friday, which means one thing. We're on this radio show anyway. It's Fun Friday. And to start Fun Friday off on the right foot, let's welcome my wonderful co-host, Fun Friday herself, Pat Foreman.
Fun Girl Friday, huh? Hey, Whisper, it is Fun Friday. Thank goodness, it's been just a zippy week. I can't believe how fast it's gone. Yeah. Hey, I got a joke to start off Fun Friday with. You ready for this one?
Okay. I don't know if I'm ready for it, but I think you're going to tell us anyway.
It's going to be pretty bad, I can tell you. It's pretty bad, but it made me chuckle or cackle, whatever it is. Why did the chick disappoint its mother? Why did the little baby chick disappoint its mother so badly? Have you heard of this one?
I have not. Why did the little chick disappoint his mother?
Anyone in the chat room ever hear this one? No, it's a big void there in the chat room, so I must have him stumped. The little chick disappointed his mother because he wasn't what he was cracked up to be. Oh
my goodness.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
It's Fun Friday. You have to give me an obligatory chuckle.
What a way to start Fun Friday. I'm telling you what, he wasn't.
I knew you'd love it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What do you got planned for the weekend, Pat?
Oh, gosh. There's just one party after another this weekend. It's something about the end of July. It starts tonight at 5:30 and kind of goes all through the weekend. And they're all different ones. Some birthday parties and some are just a little get together and chats, and there's going to be a little birthday / bonfire campfire tonight about 9 o'clock ish. So farmers markets, they've got things going on. So I'm having a fun weekend, and the weather's finally cracked, so it's cooler, so we can all have a fun weekend without sweating like we're in a sauna. What do you got planned this weekend?
Better up there than down here, because it's still an oven down here in Atlanta. We've got some friends in town, and I think they want to do a little bit of shopping, meaning going to the dollar store and seeing what kind of sales what they have there at the Dollar Tree store. That my wife is the Dollar Tree queen, I think, and of course I call it the $30 store instead of the dollar store, because we're never out of there under $30. And when I say that, Jen always says, "Yeah, but we got 30 things for $30. And I said, "Well, I guess you have a point. I guess you got a point there." But so we've got a little bit of shopping to do, and maybe we'll try to squeeze in a fun event. I'm not really sure. We were going to a little outdoor, little amphitheater, but we didn't really favor who was going to be playing there. So we decided to mark that off our list. And so now we have to replace that with something either tonight or tomorrow night that'll be fun for us and everyone else. So, but other than that, it's nothing planned in stone, which is going to make it for, I think, a very good and hopefully relaxing weekend. Good fun and relaxing weekend.
Yeah, wait, there are two birthday parties this weekend that I'll be going to. Now, do you know what chickens serve at birthday parties? What do chickens serve at birthday parties, Whisper?
I'm going to say that they serve coop cakes.
Yes, we're going to have coop cakes. It just doesn't get any better than a coop cake, does it?
Oh, my goodness gracious. You're loaded today. Yesterday, I was the one that seemed to be a little bit tipsy, and today you're the one that seems to be a little bit tipsy, and I don't even drink.
I don't drink much. Of course, you know what? No, I haven't had anything to drink, I can assure you. But what was it that, Humphrey. I think it was Humphrey says, oh, you know, I don't drink anymore, but I don't drink any less. Or maybe that was the guy with the cigar. I forget. Anyway, sorry about that.
Not a problem. Of course, folks, it is Fun Friday, which means we're going to be giving away some great prizes from our Friday sponsor. I'm trying to see if they've called in yet, and I don't see them yet called in. Normally on Fridays, Randall Berkey, who sponsors every Friday show, calls in with a weekday Friday special. And I don't see where Peach has called in yet today. So it's not a problem. I know exactly what prizes we're going to be giving away at the end of today's show for our chicken trivia contest. We've got some of their world-famous Happy Hen treats. We'll have a package of Mealworm Frenzy to give away, and we'll have a package of the Sunflower Sensation to give away. That'll be at the end of the show today. The last 10 minutes, we'll have a Friday trivia sponsored by RandallBerkey.com. And so two lucky winners and lucky listeners are going to walk away with some awesome treats for their chickens. And so that'll be, as always, today. I'll keep an eye on the switchboard as we wait for Randall Berkey to call in. They may have gotten tied up with the phone lines. In fact, if you'll give me 1 second, I'll get over to their website and see if they have posted anything for the Friday special, the Chicken Whisperer special. Let's see. No, not yet. So they may be swamped right now, but they have all kinds of specials on their homepage, RandallBerkey.com. Take a look, and we'll be giving some prizes away from them at the end of today's radio show. Let me get back over here to Facebook. It is now time, of course, as always, for Chickens in the News, and I have two to share. One is unrelated to today's guest, and then the other one is absolutely related to our special guest today. So let me go ahead and open the first one here. You can see all our Chickens in the News every single day by joining us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook.com and search for The Chicken Whisperer, or you can just go directly to our page on Facebook by going to Facebook.com/The Chicken Whisperer. And this comes to us from The Coast under the section of Reality Bites. And this was posted by Lizzie Hill. City orders Fred Connors to get rid of his chickens. Fred Connors, owner of the cafe art gallery Salon Fred, has become the stylish new spokesman for keeping backyard hens in Halifax. Just 2 months after Connors transformed a dilapidated crack house into an urban farmhouse with a self-contained chicken coop, the city served him with a notice to comply with the bylaw prohibiting hens in residential areas. He'll face legal action if he does not relocate his 7 chickens by August 6th, but Connor says the flock is here to stay. All righty, my man.
Go, Connor, Fred.
Connors and his partner, Joel Fluing, live just 2 blocks from Fred, their business. The proximity of their flock to their cafe allows them to reduce the miles their food travels. The hens feast on scraps from the cafe kitchen and produce the eggs used in the cafe's baked goods. Connors uses the flock's manure as fertilizer for his backyard garden. Herbs and vegetables from the garden end up in salads and entrees at the Agricola Street Cafe. Connor says his food system is not radical, it's just common sense. District 14 Councilor Jennifer Watt says there is a small community of people like Connors. Small community, Jennifer, you need to wake up. There is a not more than a small community. This is absolutely worldwide, even though she seems to be okay with this. District 14 Councilor Jennifer Watts says there's a small community of people like Connors raising hens in their backyards. If they are cared for properly, the problems associated with them, such as rats, can be controlled, says Watts about urban chickens. The Peninsula Community Council will meet in September to review a staff report taking an in-depth look at urban chicken issue. A public hearing may follow if council considers amending the land use bylaw to permit urban hens. So not a bad article, but we need to make sure we Jennifer Watts understands that this is not a small community. I mean, this is a huge, we're talking millions across the planet, and we have listeners all over the planet that listen to the show that we know keep backyard poultry. Australia. I was checking the other day the hits. We had some hits from China. It's truly amazing. So, no, this is not a small community of people, as Connors wants to believe. So I'm getting a little bit of feedback. Let me go over here in the chat room. Pat, we may have you call back in. We're getting a lot of static, and so I'm going to get in the chat room to see if anybody else is hearing that occasional static other than me. This is a little sound check for us. So if in the chat room, Bard Rock, Love for Poultry, everything's saying it sounds great. Maybe I'm just the only one getting some.
It sounds fine to me, Whisper, that you're coming
okay,
through
you're
very clear.
Okay, now you're
breaking
up. You're breaking
I'll
up
call
a
back
bit.
In.
I hear a little bit of static when you come in. So, yeah, if you'll just call back in, we'll bring you live here back in just a moment, Pat. You were just breaking up a little bit. And now we're going to go to our other portion of Chickens in the News, which is absolutely related to our special guest today. Let me scroll down here a little bit because I've posted it a couple of times. And I can just tell you right now that I'm not going to attempt to pronounce this young lady's last name, but we're just going to call her Audrey. So, and this came to us, and I posted this earlier in the week from the Herald Palladium. And let me see who wrote this article. We'll give credit where credit's due. Sean McGrath, the HP staff writer. This was published and came out on Tuesday, July 27th. Let me see if Pat's back on here. Yep, there she is. Let's bring her live. There we go. We'll see if that'll help anything. Pat? All right, I'm just going to read you this article because there's still something. I'm still getting a lot of feedback, but if no one else is getting it, doesn't matter. I'm low man on the totem pole here. So 12-year-old girl leads fight for chickens in St. Joseph's. Got a cute picture over here holding a fresh organic egg. Say, Audrey has a toy chicken and a real organic egg from Martin's Supermarket. She would like to have real chickens and raise and collect its eggs, but to do that, she needs to change the law in St. Joseph. Okay, here we go. Never tell a tenacious 12-year-old girl she can't fight City Hall. After the St. Joseph City Commission turned down pint-sized Audrey's request that the commission repeal and replace the city's ban on raising chickens within city limits, the plucky incoming Upton Middle School eighth grader vowed to fight on. Amen, amen. Audrey said after the Monday commission meeting that she plans to collect the required 320 signatures from registered city voters to put the issue to referendum, possibly on the May 2011 ballot. We actually started getting the signatures, but when we decided to go to see if they would approve it before we got any more, said Audrey, the daughter of Therese and Danny. And again, I'm not going to pronounce their last names. I'll let Audrey do that for us. Audrey said she and her family have collected a little more than 50 signatures so far. It's against city code to keep or house any chicken, duck, goose, turkey, guinea hen, or other such fowl within 200 feet of a residence, apartment, house, or commercial building within the city or within 200 feet of any public street, alley, or other public place within the city. It says, Audrey hoped that Monday's meeting to persuade the commission to repeal the ordinance and replace it, allowing for chickens. She provided commissions with an ordinance used in Ann Arbor that allows residents to keep four chickens but no roosters on their property. Audrey has even taken the step of developing a website, familyfarm.ucoz.com. That's www.familyfarm.ucoz.com to enlist the public's help. I think the chicken should be allowed, Audrey said during a brief speech to commissioners. Because people can have fresh eggs, egg crates are not usually biodegradable, so we would be helping the earth. Chickens are treated unfairly on farms, and we would be helping the chickens, and chicken manure is good for the soil. There are other stipulations under the Ann Arbor Ordinance, including, and there's one here that I totally don't like, all adjacent property owners have to agree with chickens in writing. You all know if you listen to the show, I'm totally opposed to that. You don't have to get your neighbor's permission to have kids or to have a Harley or to have a dog or to have a cat or anything else for that matter. So why are chickens being discriminated against regarding that? No chicken would be slaughtered on the property. And I can understand that to a certain point, but my problem with that is that then now government is affecting our food source and the way I can feed my family and however I want to feed my family. So that's my issue with that. All chickens would be provided with a covered enclosure and must be kept in the covered enclosure or fenced enclosure at all times. Fair enough. Chickens must be kept in the backyard. Fair enough. All enclosures to keep chickens must be built to prevent rats, mice, or other rodents from living under or inside the enclosure. Fair enough. Chicken feed must be protected to prevent rodents and vermin from infesting it. Fair enough. But most of the commissioners weren't sold on Audrey's idea. Here we go. Ready for this? Here's some more myths that we're about to attack left and right. I think it creates a health hazard, said Commissioner Jeffrey Richards. Okay, here's the key. I think. You've got somebody in government saying they think. That's the first problem here. He doesn't back it up with any factual information. He doesn't back it up with any hazards, any proof, any studies, any nothing. He just says, I think. Okay, there's the first problem. I think it creates a health hazard, said Commissioner Jeffrey Richards, a veterinarian. I've never seen a chicken house yet that doesn't have associated vermin with it. Okay, I want to know how many chicken houses he's actually seen in a backyard that has six hens. He doesn't claim that he's done any of that, no matter how clean it's kept. And there's an odor in addition. It may not be a scientific problem if you have a few, it may not be a significant problem if you have a few, but if everybody in the city decides they're going to raise chickens, then that would be a significant issue. Okay, number one, he's reaching for straws. You pass a law that allows chickens. He thinks everybody in the city is going to have chickens. Show me, Mr. Jeffrey Richards, where a city anywhere in the world has passed an ordinance that actually allows chickens where everybody in the city has gotten chickens. You're pulling for straws now, buddy, I'm telling you. Nowhere, no town, no subdivision, no city where they allow backyard poultry, even a significant amount actually, keep backyard poultry. So now you're thinking that if you pass a law that's keeping backyard poultry, everybody and their brother's going to run out and get chickens in the entire town. Show me the proof where that's happened anywhere on this planet. Okay. There are a lot of different potential predators, and I think to bring chickens into the community would also have a tendency to bring predators into the city and potential close contact with people. Okay, let me address that. Old-time listeners, you know what I'm about to say here. They're already there, folks. If you think you don't have predators in your backyard, set a trap. They are already there. Just because you put 6 inches in your backyard doesn't mean that they're going to be calling their cousins in the next town over saying, yo, there's a new food source over here in St. Joseph's. Come on over. It doesn't work like that. Predators are there because there's already a food source there. If there was not a food source there, there wouldn't be any predators there like skunks and possums and raccoons. They're already there. But set a trap, believe me. Okay, so completely false statement right here from this gentleman. He also says here that, and with all the associated problems with the predators like bites, exposure to potentially rabies-carrying animals, etc., I don't think it's a good idea. It's fine for the country, but I don't think in the city. Okay, let me attack this too. He talks about people getting bit and exposure to potentially rabies-carrying animals. Now, is he talking about cats and dogs here? Is he talking about dogs and cats? He talks about bites. Okay, I wonder how many, let's look at across the country. Let's use factual information here. How many people have been bitten by dogs? How many people have been bit and scratched by cats versus raccoons, possums, skunks, and other wild animals, if you will, are predators, he's stating here. Let's see, I wonder if he's wanting to ban dogs and cats, and it said the potentially rabies-carrying animals. Okay, dogs are potentially rabies-carrying animals. Is he banning dogs in a city? Chickens aren't going to, go around and be biting and mauling three-year-old little girls. Man, I can tear this apart left and right. I think Audrey needs to fly me up there and let me come and talk to these folks. So he doesn't think it's a good idea. but maybe for out in the country. So apparently he doesn't really care about people who live in the country if he's concerned about all of this. Despite the commissioner's decision not to repeal the ordinance, Audrey said city officials have been helping her navigate the referendum process to bring the issue to the people. All of the commissioners complimented her for her spirit of civic engagement. But Audrey admitted she's a bit disappointed by the commission's decision. I can't blame you, Audrey. It sounds like they're grasping for straws. A little bit. Let's see. She's going to go ahead and continue to get the signatures, and she's got lots of confidence, and she's gotten a bunch of signatures already. A lot of people are willing to do it because even some that don't want chickens, they still say you have the right to do what you're going to do, and you have a right to change the law if that's the way you want to do it. So I want to say one more quote before we go to a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and welcome Audrey to the show. Up here earlier in the story, it said that, let me read this ordinance here. It says, it's against city code to keep or house any chickens, ducks, goose, or turkeys. And so it sounds to me that the city council is violating this law every day, because it says no turkeys are allowed within the city limits. But it sounds to me like city council's at least one of them is a turkey, in my opinion. So it looks like that they are looks like they are actually violating their own ordinance, because it sounds like there may be some turkeys there that are trying to give Audrey a hard time. So we're going to go to a real quick commercial break, and we come back. Guess what? We're going to welcome 12-year-old Audrey to the radio show. She's going to tell us all about what she's doing to try to change the laws. We're going to give her some tips of the trade here. We're going to offer all of our help and support her 100%. So we're going to be back right after this short break.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty. Thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Pat, you are back live now after all the technical difficulties. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Is this better? Is there still a hum?
There's a little hum, but that's not a problem. We're going to roll with it. I haven't got any feedback since we've brought you back on, so not a problem. And it's amazing. Every day when we read chickens in the news, it's just amazing the excuses that some people will try to make up because they can't back it up with any factual information. They can't back it up with any study. All they do is, I think, okay, well, that's great. That's moot because you don't have any factual information to back it up. And so we hear that every day on this radio show, and that's what we're going to tell Audrey. We need to tell Audrey that she needs to say, hey, show me the facts. Show me the facts. So we're going to go live here. That's just a second. Let me go and press the right button over here. There we go. All righty, and it is time to welcome Audrey to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Welcome, Audrey.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. This is Andy, the Chicken Whisperer, and, of course, my lovely co-host, Pat Foreman. And we really appreciate you coming on the show today. We saw the article come out on Tuesday. On Monday, we actually interviewed a 12-year-old young man that's also doing the same thing, I think in Hudson, Michigan. And he's kind of fighting the same battle you are. So let's start off with your story, which really the article I don't think really got into too much detail. What made you decide that you wanted to keep some backyard hens?
Well, we're trying to go green at our house, kind of. We just started doing compost, and we just got a garden and stuff, so we thought chickens would be a good addition.
Yeah, chickens would be a great addition because they're great insect control. As you know, they make great composters. They make great fertilizer. They're great pets in general. And then they give you those beautiful, nutritious eggs. So, yeah, it sounds like they would fit perfect in your backyard. And so, obviously, unlike some other folks, you investigated to see if you could have poultry or hens in your backyard. And where did you go to look for that information?
Well, I went on the internet. They have the city code of ordinances up on their website.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And then, of course, you found the law that we read where it says no turkeys or chickens, ducks, geese, guinea hens, or other such fowl within 200 feet of any residence, apartment house, commercial building within the city, or 200 feet of any public street, alley, or other public place within the city. So you found that law. And then from that point, when did you first start making contact with the city council based on trying to change the law, and how did you do that?
Well, I think first we emailed them, and we just said, if you had the consent of your neighbors, would you let us get chickens? And they pretty much said, no, we're not going to let you do that. So we kind of went from there, and we started getting signatures, and then we contacted them more, and we had a meeting with them, and they kind of told us we should go about doing it and everything, and we went to the commission meeting. So.
Interesting. I like the way you put that. No, they said, no, we're not going to let you do that. We're not going to let you do that. You can't do that on your own property. What would this world be if we let you do what you wanted to do on your own property as a taxpayer? Oh, my gosh, what were we thinking, that they were not going to let you keep backyard poultry in your own backyard? My goodness gracious, what does this world come to? So but then they did say, well, you know, if you want to try to change this ordinance, then there's ways that you can do that. And apparently 320-something signatures would actually would at least, I guess, get it on the docket for them to bring it to a vote. Is that how that would work right now?
Yeah, they can put it on the ballot probably next August if I get the required amount of signatures by then. Or, well, they can put it on the ballot, or they can just go with it and say, yes, let's do it, but I doubt they're going to do that.
Right. So you've gone back to starting to collect the signatures throughout the course of the city, the entire city, to make sure you can do that. What are some other things that are you doing to try to get the word out?
Well, like I said, I set up the website, and I've been getting lots of emails through that, people who want to use the Contact Us link, and they email me and say, I want to sign your petition, me and my wife want to sign it, I want to circulate petitions, you know, here's some helpful websites for it. So that's been really great.
Very good. Yeah, that's absolutely awesome. We're going to keep in contact with you as well, because, of course, we've, you know, obviously this isn't our first rodeo, and we've got, you know, we can kind of share with you what to expect, you know, what things to look out for. Look out for those people that are going to try to stab you in the back or just hold something back and say, ah, well, what about this? And so we've dealt with a lot of that, and we can share with you things to expect. Things that they're going to try to say, things that they're going to try to push for you to do or not to do, and then awesome things that you can do to try to debunk anything and everything they can actually throw at you. So we're going to try to work with you as well as Matthew, who's in Hudson, Michigan. We told him we would do the same thing for there. So let me go ahead and give you everybody your web. In fact, why don't you give all of our listeners and people in the chat room our, and of course I've got Christina or Jen will actually post it in the chat room for me. If you'll just tell us your website where we can all go and help you out and show support. Oh, somebody already posted it. Go ahead and tell us, though, for our listeners.
All right, well, it's www.familyfarm.ucoz.com.
Perfect. Familyfarm.ucoz.com. And I encourage everybody to go there and read about everything that Audrey is doing, of course. And then if there's a poll there, you can vote. Don't you actually have emails listed there of all the city council members, the mayor, and everybody else? Did I see that on your website?
Yeah, I have all the commissioners, the city manager, and the mayor on there.
Aha! So there you go. Easy for me, because I don't have to repost it. And people who, the thousands of listeners that listen to the show, get off your duffs. It wouldn't take 5 minutes of your day, 24 hours in a day, take 5 minutes of your day. I'm challenging you right now. I'm going to do it right after my show, and I'm going to type out an email, and then just send it to all the people that Audrey has listed there. Be nice. Be courteous. But give them all these great reasons why you keep backyard poultry. Send them pictures of your beautiful coops. Send them pictures of your kids holding your chickens. Send them pictures of your beautiful eggs and your gardens and everything else. And so go there, familyfarm.ucoz.com. And, of course, I'll post that onto my Facebook page as well and Twitter. And we want to flood them with emails. Okay, we want and mention the Chicken Whisperer. Okay, put the heat on me. We want them to know about all the benefits of keeping backyard poultry. Okay, we want to ask. In fact, if you want to write a specific email to this commissioner Jeffrey Richards, he's a veterinarian. It says here, so he should know about all the diseases that cats carry and that rabies can affect dogs as well. So his quote is, "I think it creates a health hazard." Well, you need to know, my friend, Mr. Veterinarian. You need to have some factual information about this. And then we'll counter it with factual information that we can get from the CDC and the USDA and other poultry scientists and PhDs. So, and we will do that. So if you want to write specifically Commissioner Jeffrey Richards an email and tell him that he's worried about predators, he doesn't think predators are already in his town there. And then when the chickens arrive, they're going to be getting on their little predator cell phones and calling all their neighbors up and saying, "Hey, come on over here. There's chickens over here." The predators are there. This is a fact. Predators are there because there's already a food source there. They wouldn't be there if there wasn't already a food source there. So ask any animal scientist regarding that. So keep that in mind. So, hey, you can do that. I think I'm going to write Commissioner Jeffrey Richards a specific email regarding that. But, there we go. We even have his phone number here, Jeffrey E. Richards, Commissioner, 269-983-2097. There you go, 269-983-2097. The reason why I can do that is because it's public information, folks, whether I tell you what it is or not. So, there you go, folks. Let's send the emails too. You can call, and I encourage you to call, fax, and email, and let's load their emails down. Let's crash their email system, folks. Again, that's you can get all their emails at www.familyfarm.ucoz.com. familyfarm.ucoz.com. And Audrey, I'm sure, would appreciate it. But be nice, be courteous. I'm the only one that can be mean. And send your factual information, send those pictures, send all the studies that you have about backyard poultry, debunking all these myths and rumors from people who think, and that can be very, very dangerous. So, we encourage all of our listeners, whether you listen to the archive, 5 minutes, folks, help Audrey out, 12-year-old, stepping up and fighting for her rights to do what she wants to do on her own property. 5 minutes, I encourage you to send an email supporting Audrey and her right to keep backyard poultry on her own property. So other than the signatures, tell us one more time kind of how you're getting the word out to all the community to come and support you, other than the website. Anything else? You're handing out flyers, going door to door. I guess you're getting the signatures and letting people know. Have you been able to contact any news media, television, radio? I know you're already in the newspaper. Any luck with any other media?
Well, actually, next Wednesday, I'm going to Channel 22 out of South Bend. And they're coming to our house, and they're going to interview me.
That is absolutely awesome. So there you go. We love it. I'm sure your county commissioners, the city commissioners are going to absolutely love that 12-year-old getting on TV talking about all the benefits of backyard poultry and that you want to keep backyard poultry. And again, I just say, hey, show me the facts. We're going to show you the facts. You show me the facts. Pat, what say you? Got some questions for Audrey?
Well, yeah, Audrey, I'm on your website. It's really, really, really well done. The way to contact all the officials, it took me a little while to find it, but just go under the third tab down that says how you can help is everybody's email. And Audrey, how do we contact with you? What I'd like to do is send you a copy of City Chicks, and that'll give you some information on points that you can bring up about how chickens can actually help communities, and how these commissioners and mayors ought to be encouraging people to keep chickens, not discourage them. If I send you an email, could you email me back your address?
Yeah, it's actually, if you use the Contact Us link, I believe it's probably the last one on the menu.
There it is. Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
that
actually will go straight to my email, and then I can email you back from that.
All right. I'll do that right after the show then. And tell me, I see your picture, delightful, delightful smile that you have, your picture from the local news. Tell us about that little chicken that you got in your hand.
Well, actually, my little sister is adopted from China, and when the cameraman came, he was like, do you have anything, like any kind of prop or anything that we could use, like that's a chicken? And that's my little sister's toy rooster from China.
Aww.
And
aww.
So we actually did that, and then we just held that up for the picture.
What does a Chinese rooster sound like when he crows?
I have no idea.
What do you think, Whisper?
I don't know, but he better be careful because he may end up in some chicken chow mein if he's not careful.
Well, that's good. You have it. Absolutely. Nope. You're beautiful, Audrey. Keep up the great work, and we will support you any way we can. Like Andy said, we've been through the ropes. Many, many times. So we'll be there to support you. And I will email, like Andy, all the people involved right after the show about
Thank
the advantages
you.
Of keeping city chicks.
Yeah, and it's absolutely a great book. And after you're finished reading it, you can give it to your commissioners there and let them actually flip through it and read it as well, because they obviously need to do a little bit more reading and a little less thinking, according to some of their statements in the article. But this is awesome. We're going to back you 100% with this. I'm sure I'll be on the phone and via email with your mom. I'm going to send you basically, which is really the first step when we go in to talk with City Hall or our counties or our subdivisions about keeping backyard poultry. It's about a 3 to 5 minute speech, and it debunks a lot of the things that other people think that chickens will do or bring to a community. I don't know, Audrey, if you've already heard them start throwing around the excuse about property values. Have you heard anybody kind of throw out that excuse about property values in town if you allow chickens?
Well, the Herald Palladium the newspaper was in is online, and people can comment on that, and I've heard that in the comments on that newspaper that it
absolutely
decreases
okay.
property value. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, one more point here for you, Audrey. Show me the proof. Those are famous words. I'm telling you, they're going to help you throughout this whole fight. Show me the proof. Show me one town anywhere in the world, let alone the town that you live in. Show me anywhere in the world where somebody got $10,000 less for their house because the city they were moving to or they were selling in allowed backyard poultry. Show me the proof. I've been doing this for the radio show for a year and a half. We've been poultry and backyard advocates for many, many years longer than that, and I've never seen it. So if they happen to come up with it, it'll be the first one in a decade that we've seen. So show me the proof. Show me where somebody got $10,000 less for their house because the city they were selling in allowed backyard poultry, or because next door neighbor had some chickens in their backyard. Show me the proof. If you can't show me the proof, it's moot. Sit down. Thank you very much for talking, but when you have proof, come back up to the microphone. So that's one thing regarding the property values that you'll hear a lot. Also,
well,
we've got
proof, though, Whisper. There are some realtors, and you can see it on greenwaynews.com, where they are offering a free chicken coop with every sale. So they're encouraging chickens with a free coop with every sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's absolutely correct. We've even seen signs that we posted, oh, wow, it must have been about a year ago that a real estate company was doing that right on the main highway, free chicken coop with every home purchase. So, yeah, absolutely. The other thing, Audrey, is when obviously they've already started talking about rodents and rats and mice, and you can tell them, Audrey, you can say, and they'll be receiving these emails, so they'll be hearing it from other listeners and fans of this radio show, but ask them, say, there is no difference between for example, a chicken feeder for six hens and a wild bird feeder. I don't see these commissioners trying to ban wild bird feeders throughout the city, but those actually attract more mice and rats than a few people who own chickens in the backyard. So it's hang on just a second. So it's so that's number one. You need to compare. Hey, wild bird feeders. That people pop up in their yards, all the seeds that fall off of those and end up on the ground, those are attracting. See, the rats and the mice are attracted to the food source, okay, not the chickens themselves, the food source. And so the bird feeders that people have in their yard are a food source for mice and rats, not unlike a chicken feeder, a water source. Rats are attracted to a steady water source. So if you have a chicken water outside, it's no different than a potted plant on someone's front door. A front doorstep or a potted plant on their back deck. If you have a potted plant on your back deck, that can be a water source for rodents, just like a chicken waterer. So I don't see them going out and banning potted plants. I don't see them going out and banning bird feeders, but those are all equal, if not maybe more so, because there's more of them through your town than there actually are than chickens in your town. So, of course, we would definitely talk about that. Penny said that they have trouble with bird feeders attracting bears. So in the chat room. So there's an issue for you there. And then, of course, there's all other times, all kinds of things. Obviously, in the docket, it's going to be no roosters. And then, of course, I would ask them, even though you were trying to push for it, and I completely get, you know, you want to get chickens and you want to get them however you can get them allowed, by meaning, hey, what if I get my neighbor's permission? And the only, like I said, the only problem I have with that is that I would ask the city council members on any city that actually has that in their law, say, well, do I have to get my neighbor's permission to have kids in my backyard? Kids in my backyard in the summer screaming and yelling and walking through my garden area and walking through my potted plants and throwing their toys in my yard and harassing my dog or my, you know, do you have to get permission to have children? Do you have to get your neighbor's permission to have a dog or a cat? Or a loud motorcycle? Do I have to get my neighbor's permission to have a loud party at my house on Saturday night? So I think it's, they're discriminating against, maybe it's people who want to live a green lifestyle. Maybe they're discriminating against backyard poultry, or individually they're discriminating against you. It's very interesting how that pans out. But see, you can see right now already, we can debunk just about anything and everything they're going to throw at us. We want to help you be able to do that as well. So we'll be in contact with you, and your mom, as well. Any last questions, Pat, for Audrey? We love what she's doing. We're so glad she came on the show. And yeah, Penny's like, oh, we're so sorry, Audrey, because your story got me all riled up and all excited and angry today, as you can see, because it amazes me what some of the comments that we hear day in and day out from these people that think. And so that's the problem right there. So, but Audrey, thank you very much for coming on the show. Pat, any last questions for Audrey?
No, just encouragement, Audrey. And if you don't get it with the next decision through the city council, there's always new elections that come up every year. And a lot of the cities are literally being progressive election by election in getting green and allowing people to keep chickens. So it's not over, even if they say it's over. So keep in there.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you, Audrey. I will be giving you a call probably next week. I'll email you some information that we have that works great when you go to the meetings, and I'm sure we'll keep in touch. Keep fighting a good fight. Well, we love what you're doing. You have all our support, and as soon as we get you off the line here, I'm going to give out your website again and make sure everybody will contact your city council members. So thank you very much, Audrey, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Audrey. Great.
All righty, folks. Great interview. Congratulations, Audrey. I mean, that's great that you're standing up for your rights at you know, I say such a young age, but at 12, she sounded very mature and has a great head on her shoulders. And I just want to remind everybody to please take 5 minutes out of your day. Come on. If you can't do it for Audrey, you know, come on. Do it for yourself. The power of the poultry. That's our slogan here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Power to the poultry. Here's the email. Here's the website. Here's the website where you can get all the contact information, the phone numbers, the emails of people who need to hear from us that we're supporting Audrey 100%. Pictures, emails, factual information, studies, www.familyfarm.com. U as in umbrella, C as in cat, O as in who knows what, and then Z as in zebra. Okay, www.familyfarm.ucoz.com. Go there. Take 5 minutes out of your day and send an email to all those folks supporting Audrey. We ask you to do that. It's Fun Friday. You can take 5 minutes at break this afternoon if you're at work and do that. We encourage you to do so and give them a call. And specifically after the radio show, I'm going to do that, and I'm specifically going to call Jeffrey Richards, who thinks looks like he thinks a little bit too much. And somebody in our chat room says looks like there might be even a rat in City Hall. So we'll see how that pans. So not a problem. My goodness gracious. Okay, folks, it is time for our chicken trivia contest today, sponsored by, of course, RandallBurkey.com. And I'm going to relay over to Pat to see if she has any right off the top of her head, any type of I've got a question. If you follow Facebook, you may actually know this, but it was mentioned yesterday. So this will be for, we'll say, first off, the mealworm frenzy. Mealworm frenzy. You need to be caller number six. Call number six to 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. That's the number to call if you know. Caller number six. How many kidneys does a chicken have? And I'll even send out a bonus if you know how many lobes are on each kidney. So that's the question. So caller number six, call this number if you know, 347-637-3237. Everybody in the other room here where I'm sitting is disqualified. They can't call in, sorry. But 347-637-3237, caller number six. How many kidneys does a chicken have? You'll get the mealworm frenzy. If you can tell us how many lobes there are on each kidney, then I'm going to send you a Chicken Whisperer T-shirt as well to go with that. So caller number six, if you know the answer to that question. If you follow us on Facebook, you probably automatically know the answer because this was a Facebook fan contest late last night. So let me go ahead and get something that I can write on because the phone lines are already lighting up. I must have a lot of folks that either listened to yesterday's radio show or they are smart chicken scientists. So here we go. Just give me 1 second here. One, two. Okay, we've got a caller number six on the line. Give me 1 second. Get this number down. All righty, going to the phone lines right now. Caller number six. Hang on. There we go. Switchboard. Okay, caller number six, you're live on the air from area code 815. Area code 815, if you'll state your name and what state you're calling from, please.
This is Jody. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin. What's your first name again? It broke up there for a minute.
Jody.
Jody.
Hey, okay. Jody from Wisconsin. Okay, and your answer to the question, which was how many kidneys do chickens have, and in the bonus question, how many lobes on each kidney?
I think there's two kidneys.
Okay, you've got that portion right, two kidneys. And then do you want to take a crack at how many lobes per kidney?
Are they multilobulated?
They are. And
I
there's
don't
kind of
know
a...
how many.
Say that 10 times, multilobulated.
Multilobulated?
No, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to give the answer because we got to get into another caller here before the show ends. But you are right. It is two kidneys. So right off the bat, you've won. And we'll ask the next caller if they may know, and we'll send them the T-shirt. But, yes, you have two kidneys in the chicken there, and you've won a bag of the Mealworm Frenzy from RandallBerkey.com. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you after the radio show and get your shipping information, and then we'll get those out to you probably sometime next week. We appreciate you listening and appreciate you calling. Congratulations, Jody.
Did Jody take a guess on how many lobes there were? Or was that, did you say no lobes?
I think there's two per kidney, but I'm not sure.
Okay. No, that's not the number we have, but that's
Jody.
A close guess. That's a close guess, so no problem at all. All righty, we're going to go to let's see the and we need okay. Pat, you have a if you have a question if you want to ask for trivia, and then they can have the bonus question. How many lobes per kidney can be the bonus question for the T-shirt? But this question we'll take caller again. Well, let's go caller number 8. Let's move it up a little bit, change it around a little bit. Caller number 8-347-637-3237. 347-637-3237 from RandallBerkey.com. You'll get a big, huge jar of Sunflower Sensation. It's a part of the Happy Hinge Treats line there at RandallBerkey.com. Pat, do you have a trivia question?
I do. Do chickens, like other mammals, experience rapid eye movement?
That's just a yes or no question.
Do chickens experience rapid eye movement when they sleep?
R.E.M., excellent. Hey, a great band from Athens, Georgia. R.E.M., do chickens and experience rapid eye movement? And so 347-637-3237, if you know the answer to that. I think we said caller number 8. We're going to move it up a couple just to change it around a little bit. Caller number 8. You can call in and take a guess, but if you know, you definitely want to call in because you'll get a big jar of Sunflower Sensation, a part of the Happy Hen Treats line at RandallBerkey.com. You also get 10% off at RandallBerkey.com on your entire order when you use the key code Whisper. So we got about 3 minutes left, so we're waiting for caller number 8 to pop up on the switchboard, and we'll go to the phone lines real quick and see if, number one, they know if chickens experience REM, rapid eye movement, and if they know how many lobes are on each kidney. Jody from Wisconsin already said 2. We're waiting for, there we go. Let's see.
Only on the Chicken Whisperer talk show would you possibly get any kinds of questions like these. I mean, you got to admit, this is pretty poultry related.
Absolutely. Okay, hang on. Give me 1 second. Okay, there we go. We got it now. I had to make sure I'm fair and got the right caller. All righty. One of these days, I'm going to snap a picture of the switchboard whenever we do this. Okay, hang on. There we go. Okay, we're going to the switchboard now. If it cooperates. I clicked on that person. Let's see if we can. There we go. Okay, caller number 8, you were live on the radio show. Caller calling from area code 305. Area code 305, if you'll state your name and what state you're calling from.
Homestead Pablo Vega.
Pablo.
Hey, Andy and Pat, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Pablo. ¿Cómo está usted?
Very bien, muy bien, muy bien.
Yeah, and whatever that means, right back at you.
Yep. It means very well, Andy, very well.
Pablo,
he's very happy. He's doing great.
What do you think the answer is? We've got about 2 minutes left for the rapid eye movement.
I'm going to say yes. It's a
yes,
fact.
They do. Chickens dream, and chickens have rapid eye movement. There you go.
Yes.
How many kidney lobes are there, Pablo? Can you get the T-shirt, too?
I'm going to take a lucky guess here. I'm going to say 5.
Oh.
No, it's not 5. Nope, it's not 5. That's okay. But, hey, look, you won some Sunflower Sensation from RandallBerkey.com. And Pablo, one of our all-time, long-time listeners and luckiest, one of the luckiest listeners in the world, So, but thank you very much, Pablo, for joining us today. Thank you so much for following us on Facebook and the whole nine yards. We hope you have a great weekend. Less than 90 seconds left. Thank you very much, Audrey, for coming on the show. What a great interview. I encourage you to take 5 minutes, go to her website, send an email, send a phone call, send a fax, and let's support Audrey. And then tune in on Monday. Monday, we start an hour and a half show, 90 minutes every day, starting this Monday right here at 12 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Great show lineup for fall. Pat, take it away.
Okay. Well, thanks to all our sponsors for supporting us today. We wouldn't be here without them. And, of course, Andy Snyder, thanks to you for bringing us all together for all this chicken chat and all the chicken trivia that we get going. And, of course, thanks to the chicken chat room for clucking along. We always love all the comments and everything that just makes my day. And, of course, forever and always, to everyone, even where that's currently not allowed, may the flocks be with you and your neighbors forevermore. God bless everybody.
And one more really quick thing to the Commissioner Jeffrey Richards, a real short message.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
All righty. Thanks very much. Have a great weekend, everybody.